Welcome, my dear friends. This is G Cafe Podcast, and I am Gitanjali Kaur. Tonight, it's Monday, and it's a rainy night. I'm here with Charitra at Shalom, New Delhi. This is a lounge and a nightclub. As you can hear, the music round. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Here, I'm sitting with Charitra. She's a brand and the marketing manager here. Hi, Charitra.
Hi.
How are you? Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
How long have you been working here?
Almost 3 years.
Okay. And can I ask you a personal question? How old are you?
34.
Not bad. So are your folks okay with you working here at a nightclub?
My mother, yes.
She's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And what all do you do here? Can you let me know?
Well, there's a lot of brand and marketing exercises and stuff that I normally have to start and like follow up on and handle a little bit the operations as well.
What are the operations like? Can you elaborate?
Operations in terms of from the time you walk into the restaurant, how your experience here is, you know, if you need help in ordering food, you know, how the staff reacts to you, okay, how attentive they are. So basically monitoring all of that as well.
And how do you handle the guests?
That you love to ask them. I think I handle them well.
Oh, I like your spirit, actually. Very good. You're young and you're enterprising. Damn good. How did you decide getting into the nightclub?
I didn't, actually. I used to work with a news channel, and I've been one of the oldest members with Dheeraj. Used to be a guest earlier.
Dheeraj is the owner of Shalom, right?
All
right.
And he's the one who approached me and offered me a job. So I just thought, let's
damn good. Damn good. And how old is Shalom?
10 years.
10 years, that's a good time. How did they start? Do you have any idea about it?
Way back, actually, they had another restaurant. They shut that. They opened Shalom. And you have to get all the details on Dheeraj.
I'll do that. And why a nightclub? Why not just a lounge sort of thing or a, you know?
Well, Shalom is not really a nightclub. It's a lounge bar. So I think just because the bar activity is more highlighted and more popular, people mistake that for a nightclub, but it's mainly a bar.
Okay, and do you have more male visitors or female visitors as
both.
Such?
Both.
Both? What age groups come nowadays?
Anything between 23 to 50, sometimes even older.
And do they dance out here?
Oh yeah, all of them. Alcohol makes everyone dance.
I was just about to ask that. Okay, and tell me, how late does it get here?
The legal limit, 1 o'clock.
And you shut at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I just saw as I was entering, there was a police van out here. Are they just patrolling? And I was told that they come here to have some juice.
No,
three times a day. So do they trouble you as such?
No, not at all. N block market as such is actually extremely safe, and one of the reasons is because the cops are always
GK N block market. GK1 N block market.
Yeah, GK1 N.
Okay.
It's because the cops are always around. So.
Okay, so as such they don't come up and they don't trouble
no,
you.
No.
And if you're open beyond 1 then?
We're not actually, because in case we are getting delayed with getting people to move out, they normally come in, normally explain it to them and stuff, but we manage to get everything shut down on time.
Okay, not bad. And what about, are there any, after alcohol, do people misbehave of some sort or whatever? Do you have any such instance out here?
It's Delhi. Everybody knows everybody after a point. Someone can know the Prime Minister, someone can know the President. So it's just
so how do you handle that if in case there is a...
The best thing to do is just start smiling at them.
Oh my God.
To react to that.
Okay, so has it happened before?
Yeah. It happens. I mean, I remember when we were also very young and we all used to drink, you know, after a point you think you can take on the world, so...
You were younger than what you are now.
Yes.
Huh? Okay. And anything special you can tell me?
In terms of the place,
yeah.
I'm glad I work here. And I think one of the main reasons is because of the staff that we have.
Okay.
And I feel extremely, extremely secure and pampered here.
Ah, I like that. So there's no politics in and out happening
no.
here?
I'm the only woman here, so I'm obviously really
yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you. Your parents have allowed you in here?
Yeah.
Not bad. So how do your friends and all react to it? Any special discounts anywhere?
Only if they're members. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, members of?
Shalom.
Oh, okay. So you have members also?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have walk-in also and you have members also?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And any celebrities which come here? Can you name some?
I think we get more of the political clout than, you know, celebs, so to speak, political and maybe sometimes cricket and all, but we are actually very, very quiet on those issues, because when we take pride in the fact that when they come in, they get their space, their privacy and everything, so.
Okay.
There's no leaking to the press that this one's coming. There's no making a huge big deal about people coming or people approaching them. We're very particular about all of that.
And how's the reaction of the customer, the people who, clients who come in after the gang rape which happened recently in Delhi? Has the traffic slowed down or
not at all?
Or is the same?
Not at all.
So your regular members are coming, or you have new entries, new people coming in?
Lots of new people, but old members also often on, they always land up.
Okay.
They all love the food.
Yeah, I know. That's one speciality I'm going to check out tonight. Thank you so much, Aritra. I'll get back to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And now for some music outside, I shall take you live. Thanks for tuning in and take care. This is Gitanjali Call for GCafe Podcast. GCafe. 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 GCafe.